So Monday is here once again, but the great thing about Mondays is it means we get to talk about Major League Soccer and expand out to the other leagues in North America. MLS Monday is here, and we have the welcome return of Mr. Drew Farmer. Drew, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Andy, always good to be back. And, you know, we had a week off from US Soccer Talk, and, you know, a lot of things have happened since last time we were able to communicate.
Yeah, they have. And let's start with a team who've become a bit of a pet team of mine. And we knew they were in the Open Cup semi-final. Their game initially was delayed, but now FC Cincinnati are through.
Yep, that's right. FC Cincinnati picking up the 1-0 win last weekend over Miami FC in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Cup. And they are now into the semifinals. They will take on the New York Red Bulls, who will play the villain in the semifinal matchup. Fortunately for Cincinnati, this game will be played at home in Cincinnati, so should get a large crowd out to support them on the night. That game's going to be taking place, I believe, on August 15th. But in the other semifinal between Sporting Kansas City and San Jose Earthquakes, that game takes place this week on the 10th. And, you know, soon we're going to have that matchup for the final. And, you know, I have to say, I'm going to be rooting for Cincinnati to get there.
Yeah, as am I. The fact it's actually at Cincinnati's ground is a great thing. I think the attendance will be great, and we'll show other teams maybe in Ohio what a big attendance is.
Yeah, that's right. I think it will, and I think, you know, we've seen over the, well, they've only been around for, I guess, maybe 18 months now. They're going to be able to really show what that city can do, and, you know, they're trying to get an expansion side in that city. They're trying to get this team, this FC Cincinnati team, into Major League Soccer, and I think this will be a fantastic demonstration of what they can do and the kind of support and soccer that they can provide the league going forward.
Yeah, let's not talk too much about FC Cincy and MLS, though. Last time we did that, the Columbus Crew fans got very unhappy with me.
They sure did.
Right, let's move on. Promotion and relegation. We were reporting a couple of weeks ago about Miami FC. They'd come up with an idea, which was rejected. They have now moved forward with a secondary plan. And I don't think they're on their own, because they are within the NASL. And I think they've got the support of Kingston Stockade from the National Premier Soccer League as well.
Yeah, that's right. So the last time that we spoke, we talked about Miami FC owner Ricardo Silva and his large media company trying to work out a deal with Major League Soccer in which there would be about a $4 billion investment into the league. The only caveat would be that MLS needed promotion and relegation to go forward. Now, MLS said no to this deal for various reasons. But Silva now, with another idea, he has decided to file a complaint with the Court of Arbitration for Sports against the U.S. Soccer Federation. With Miami FC, is joined by, as you said, Kingston Stockade FC. And they're going to try to get relegation and promotion put into the U.S. soccer setup by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Now, according to some of the statements from the parties, Miami FC, they say that FIFA regulations dictate that leagues have to have promotion and relegation, although this has been refuted by some different media sources. But really, to me, what it looks like is Silva couldn't buy his way into Major League Soccer with an investment, adding promotion and relegation. So now he's going to go another route, as you say, and try to, I guess, sue his way into it. So a lot going on, and it seems like Silva is the type of owner that MLS doesn't really have, that outspoken owner that we see from a lot of clubs and certain leagues around the world, who is very outspoken and wants to do whatever he can to get his team to the top.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where that one goes. I think I'm right in saying that it's only the USA and the Australian, the A-League over there, they're the only ones without the promotion and relegation. We'll keep an eye on that one. Something that we've also been keeping an eye on, Drew, is that over the last three, four, five MLS Mondays, it's been a case that the US MNT have had some level of action, which has meant MLS has had a kind of curtailed feel to it. However, this weekend, we have had a beautifully full schedule.
Yes, we did have a beautifully full schedule with some excellent games happening, and a fantastic New York City derby that went down to New York City FC picking up a win 3-2 over the New York Red Bulls. And you know, one new coach getting a return to the LA Galaxy this week in Ziggy Schmidt, who took over for Cardinolfo, who was sacked during our time away, during that men's national team run through the Gold Cup. But unfortunately for Ziggy Schmidt, it didn't start so well, as his LA Galaxy were defeated 3-1 by the Portland Timbers. But LA making a move to get rid of Cardinolfo after 23 games and just 8 wins, 4 draws, and 11 losses. And LA, as we've talked about before, they really need a big season with LAFC coming in next year. But unfortunately, right now, third from bottom in the Western Conference, and you know, not really going anywhere there in LA.
Yeah, it's a well-trodden path on MLS Monday to talk about the fact LA Galaxy need to be in good form because they've got LAFC coming in. And it's almost like those in charge at Galaxy have realised what we were talking about 3 months ago. They need to be a big presence at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've gone back to a coach who did some great things with them in Ziggy Schmidt. And he obviously did some good things in Seattle and Columbus before then. You know, they've gone back to him hoping to reignite some, I don't know, some fire there, perhaps to steady that ship and then maybe move into a new coach next season. But it'll be interesting to see if they can at least maybe challenge for that last playoff place and have some relevancy at the end of the 2017 season.
Now, with this full schedule, we saw a new technological help, or maybe it was a hindrance. I don't know. How did video assistant referees go down in their first week in the league?
Well, I think they've gotten a bit of mixed reviews over the first weekend of MLS. As we talked about, that they've just implemented it now for the final part of the season in Major League Soccer, and it was implemented in the Philadelphia's 3-1 win over FC Dallas over the weekend. And you know, unfortunately, it didn't really have much of an impact, if you will, on that final scoreline, as it was used late in the game in the 79th minute to call back a Maxi Rudy goal, as Christian Coleman was deemed to have fouled John McCarthy, the Philadelphia goalkeeper. And you know, it wasn't really much of a much of a foul. Maybe you would say we see it often quite a bit here in the UK that they were these kinds of clashes between an attacker and a goalkeeper. But MLS used it to call off the goal. And you know, I've seen a lot of MLS pundits and bloggers over the weekend say that they would really like to see MLS referees maybe be mic'd up, or the VAR official be mic'd up, to be able to explain these kinds of calls to the fans, so the fans are not as confused as it seemed they were when this happened in Philadelphia. But you know, I kind of think that would be a little bit more on the side of what we get from the NFL for video replay and things like that. So I think it's, you know, as we've said with a lot of the other leagues, it's a work in progress, but, you know, something they've got to iron out as we go on.
One thing that surprised me in this, when we were talking about video assistant referees coming in, I thought that this was every game. I didn't realise that they were concentrating on one game a week. Have I got that right, or is that how it's gone? Is that how it worked?
I think it's maybe just how it's worked, Andy. I think that was just happened to be the only game over the weekend that this occurred, that a call occurred that they wanted to review.
Ah, okay, right.
And you know, I think that's as far as it's gone so far.
Well, Philadelphia were the team in that game alongside Columbus, and it's actually Philly Union who've they've caught your eye. Not the club per se. This was something that fans were tweeting out about, though, that I think a sponsor or so had gotten on.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, in the past, you and I have talked about some of the funnier things that kind of happened in Major League Soccer. Last year, we talked about the Colorado Rapids losing their shorts en route to LA during an away game 1 year. And it looks like there's been a little bit of a mess up in production of some scarves that were printed up for the Philadelphia Union game, as Continental Tires, one of the sponsors for the Union, we're doing a bit of a giveaway before the game at a booth they had put up outside the gates. And unfortunately, they had misspelled the name Philadelphia on the scarves. So plenty of fans getting those as they walked in. And yeah, I saw these on Twitter, some fans posting these. And, you know, it gave me quite a chuckle that, you know, they could just mess this up so bad. But I guess when your season's going as like it is in Philadelphia, you know, eighth place right now in the Eastern Conference, and you know, clinging on barely to life for a playoff spot, that these are the things that are going to happen.
Okay, right. With Philly, Philadelphia, it's not the easiest name necessarily to spell unless you spell it on a regular basis. P-H-I-L-A-D-E-L-P-H-I-A, Philadelphia. However, what bit did they get wrong?
They got the P-H wrong in the middle of it. They decided to spell it P-H-I-L-A-D-E-L-F-I-A. So I guess they spelled it phonetically, but, you know, it wasn't really the traditional spelling for Philadelphia. But maybe in the future, you know, one day that they could change their name to that spelling.
Yeah, or put the F at the front rather than that P-H.
Perhaps.
Well, we'll be back next week with more things that we found randomly tweeted out online, but also the things going on in MLS and outside of the top flight as well. If you want to tweet us, maybe bring our attention to something. We're both on Twitter, and we'll check the hashtag MLS Monday on there. For this week, though, Drew Farmer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Benny, for having me.